Deshaun Jordan isn't able to go, do you think you need a third running back, or can you get by with
two? So we've cross-trained Malcolm and done a couple other things from a personnel grouping standpoint that we can get by. We always, the tight ends have been cross-trained in the protections, and that was primarily one of Sean's responsibilities. I think the biggest impact would be on special teams if he can't go. I mean, Tapes has been able to prepare all week, so we're hopeful that he can go, but we'll have to see how it plays out, especially after a long plane flight.
Who would return kicks for you?
Reasonable chance Gilbert will do it, and we've got a couple other guys that have practiced it. We do.
You're missing two starting linebackers from the opener anyway. So how does that affect your defense?
It'll have some effect. Some of it's a trickle down to special teams, but Tank Carter is a guy that if he gets out there, we're confident that he'll be productive. He's shown no reason for us to think otherwise. He's one of the better. Makes a lot of plays on scout team. I know he drives our offensive guy's crazy because he makes a lot of plays then. He had a good spring force, good training camp, and he's a guy that I feel could play for a lot of teams, play a lot of quality reps at linebacker for a lot of teams in this league. So we do feel real good about our depth there.
Sorry. I know you always say next guy, but Desmond Bryant has played really good football for you.
Mm-hmm.
How big is not having
him? I wouldn't say it's significant, but it's a loss. I mean, it's a good opportunity for Xavier, who did some good things in his first game. But anytime you lose a guy that does his quality, I mean, the rest of the room feels that responsibility that they got to step up.
Flip yesterday, he said Bo might have his best practice since he's been here on Wednesday. Did you see the difference this week?
Yeah, we all saw it. I mean, they had a good day. I just think he's feeling more comfortable in where he is physically and more comfortable in what we're doing offensively.
And then, can we see Gilbert on defense this week?
We could.
Is he still?
We could. Sure.
Mike, I know you alluded to it earlier, but you said to keep an eye on it. The Chargers banged up on the O-line. I mean, do you think it's something that you could really see your front take advantage of?
Yeah, but I'll give the same answer. I mean, I'm not going to put too much into that. That there'll be NFL linemen out there, and I know the quality of their coaching staff and the plan they'll put together. I think anytime you go through a situation like that, if that is indeed the case, that you tweak what you're doing to protect what would be a perceived weakness. So I'm not going to put too much stock into it. Again, our guys have to go out there. We talk about winning their one-on-one matchups, and we're not going to take anybody lightly.
Challenge these guys after the game Sunday. How do you think they responded this week, and how do you think they'll show?
I've had a good week. It's hard to tell all the way across the board, but I think it's in key spots. It's certainly shown up. You just kind of hear how the guys talk and just hear how week goes. I'd be surprised if we don't go out there and play well. I think we've had a good week of practice. We're focused. Hopefully, we've scaled some things back that we're fresh and we feel like we're prepared.
Can you compare this to the Titans week as you challenged them after that opener too?
It also goes back to we don't want to be that team that doesn't play well and then we bounce back, mm-hmm. and just kind of have that yo-yo type of we got to snap out of that and get to the point where we've set high standards and we have to play to those every week.
One or two things that jump out at you about Rivers that was a serious challenge?
Competitiveness and his ability. I always talk about quarterbacks in terms of their process, like their brain is a microprocessor. How fast does he process? And he's one of the best as far as recognizing a subtle change in a defense, a leverage of a defensive back, you know, a certain front that we're in, what coverage does that mean, his ability to change plays. And then he's just very decisive when he sees or what he thinks he sees, and he'll get the ball out quick.
Do